the woman that put her champagne glass in her purse? Yeah. Okay. Over at the table by the doors, I think it had like the pink flowers still on it. Oh, damn it. Yeah. I don't know. If I was to hazard a guess, I would say that she thought that she would just take advantage of the dim lighting. No, well, I only saw her because I went to get another macaron. I know. I was going to say something, but it's okay because the bride's aunt told me that they got them at the dollar store. A couple after my own heart, honestly. Because why pay $20 a glass when you can get 60 for, like, I don't know, 65? I'm counting taxes here. Speaking of, pour me another, if you please. Oh, so generous. Here you go. A tip, sir. A tip for your service. Only the finest of mints, my good lad. Fresh from atop the hotel pillow. If I were you, I'd take it right to the bank. Invest, my boy. Invest. Oh, it's fine. I am really not a red person. No, it's okay. It's a celebration. What is a wedding without some discomfort, right? You know, like a bridesmaid faints here, flower girl cries there, Uncle Herman shatters a hip. You bring your friend as your plus one. It wasn't that awkward. Although, well, constantly having to explain the situation became a little bit of a chore. No, stop. Don't apologize. I got to eat fancy-ass cake and dance to ABBA. That's a win. Loved watching the choreographed dance between the bride and the groom. I did. I genuinely think they made it fun. It was a good show. When they did the... Wait, hold on. Okay. Okay. When they went... Then they did that one of these. Wait. Get up. Do it with me. Yeah, come here. Okay. All right. Okay, they did, they did an arm bridge kind of thing at that point. Yeah, I don't remember what led up to that. And then, twirl me, spin me out. Wait. This is how that bridesmaid felt before she collapsed. Okay. Oh, wait, let me bust out some grandpa. Yeah. Oh, hell yeah. Oh, do you like this? Yes. Is it? Am I rocking it? Show me your best cousin, Cheryl. Right? Was that her name? Yeah. You're nailing it. You fucking went for it and you got it. Oh, that's... Wait, you gotta lift up your skirt. Gotta scar the children. Come on. Woohoo! Yay! Brava! And now, hold on, wait. Okay, and then lock arms. Okay, then skip. I don't know, I feel like I'm at the Red Fair. This is very coincidental because I just rewatched the Sam Raimi Spider-Man the other day, and that was very Peter Parker of you. Yeah. Well, here, why don't we try something a little bit less dangerous, just a little. Oh, because I mean, we didn't really get a chance to dance before. Here, hand. Give me. Okay. Put her up there. Got it. And then, yep, on my back. You can pull me in if you want. Yeah, it's fine. I'm your date, aren't I? They probably teach twerking in junior cotillion at this point. Does that make me sound old? I feel like that was one of the oldest things I've ever said. Oh boy. It's fine. It is the birthright of every generation to make fun of the one that comes after them. And just because it makes me sound several generations older, that's okay. That's a-okay. Gotta reassure me here. Come on. There we go. Okay. Thank you very much. All right. So, we'll make our own music. I meant that literally. Why don't we take it as proverbial? You know, despite my distaste for red, this is really, it's getting to me a little bit, just a little bit. I was surprised when you asked me, you know? Told you that before, but still, I kept looking around and thinking, well, I kept thinking, I'm at this wedding, and I wouldn't be here otherwise. I was invited. I'm here as a date. Your date. Yeah. It's just, I don't know. Normally, if I had stayed home, what would I be doing right now? Can't really do much of anything still right now. I mean, you can, but I have asthma. I guess I would be sitting on the couch, eating those, like, Korean rice cakes, just pure as they are. And, I don't know. Kicking my fucking dog in the face because he keeps trying to steal them. Right out from my grandmother's antique bowl. I mean, I have other things I could do too, but, you know, typically. And I would have been doing that instead of being here to see that toddler throw a tantrum during the father-daughter dance. So I'm glad you thought to ask me. I am. I'm really... I feel silly being shy about it after, I mean, you took the plunge and invited me. We've done a few FaceTimes and stuff, but still, that, you know, school was so long ago. And I was looking forward to catching up more, so. Oh, no. Oh, no, no. Nah, I've seen enough. Yeah, I'm curiosity satiated. Although, I do have to know, what about today are you putting into your own wedding? like the aesthetics or something. Song choices, catering. I like their venue. Personally, I want to get married in the forest, but... Oh, yeah. Forest ceremony. And then we move gracefully to... It's going to be a graveyard reception. My husband and I both fly in to the first dance on wires. Boom. We make teeth-shattering impact on the first beat of Dreams by the Cranberries. It's a roller coaster of a performance. Well, yeah, I mean, you know I love art. Yeah. My last boyfriend couldn't get behind it, so had to let him go. That was a red flag. We definitely had bigger problems than that. And it's not that he wasn't great, because he was. It just didn't work, you know. Sometimes people just don't connect in the long term. I wasn't ready to get serious. And then by the time I started wanting to, I realized that I was... I was looking for someone else. Not actively, I just mean... We just weren't compatible. Wish him the best. I genuinely do. And the best wasn't what we had. No, it's fine. I'm not beat up about it anymore. I'm happy it happened. And I'm happy that we've both moved on. I am glad you're doing well. You're owed some privileges, I think. Ooh, is that why you reached out? To show off? You don't have to be a millionaire, but you have... You just seem to be doing well for yourself. Just as a... You were a good guy. And you have continued along that path. That's something to be proud of. Well, no one's perfect, and everyone's kind of a turd when they're young. The ones that aren't freak me out. Love them. Oh, fucking bless them. But, it, like, who? You have. You've aged well. Seriously. Like cheese. I would make a sandwich out of you is what I'm, that's what I'm saying. Not everyone would taste as good. Oh, I see. Cocky, arrogant, positively full of yourself. Oh! You're good at that. Who taught you how to dip a girl? Was it James Bond? Bring me back up. Come on. What? Oh. Well, if you must know. I was considering dipping you back, but I don't think I could overpower your center of gravity. So just dancing for now, I guess. Bummer. Oh, wait. Let me... There we go. Proper prom positioning. Yeah, here, put your hands here or on my hips. I don't mind. Ah, I never went to prom. You remembered that. That's, well, better late than never. And this time I invited you. Oh, you know, charity looks good on college applications. You're welcome. You are very well. I try to be kind. Do unto others, you know. Well, I mean, it's like I said, I get something out of it too. I'm not totally selfless. I can be honest about that. I feel like I should be honest about something else, too. I'm dizzy. Still dizzy. Yeah. Do you mind? Yeah. Just over on the bed. Don't leave. I know. Don't leave this position.
told you I wasn't ready for a relationship back with my ex. Well, I'm ready for one now. You're what I was waiting for. Traits that you have. And we have good history. I had hoped I could reconnect with you. I didn't know it would be this satisfying. You've shown me a lot of what I want. Do I live up to expectations? Did you think this would happen when you invited me? Hope? It's embarrassing. But it was a process. Well, as I just got to see you more and learn more about you. The natural. I think I got some wine on my dress. Well, if it seeped through, you can take them off. There's an easy clasp on the back. Are you gonna say something? Look at all. Rub it in little circles. No, that was very, very good.
It was like an hors d'oeuvre.
See it on your shirt. I want you in me. I told you I liked neck kisses. Did you remember after all this time? Or was it a lucky guess? It's just been a while. Give me a second. Push deeper. That's it. Who knew you were this talented? Grind your hips more. Appreciate the check-in. Keep moving. Oh my god, yes. Oh, it feels so good. Please keep rubbing my clit, please. Oh god, I can feel the head. Oh fuck. Oh my god, that's so good. Keep going, Shakira. Do you like it when I squeeze? Say it again. Oh, fuck. Oh, my God. Oh, please keep. Please.
Right here, cool. Oh.
I got it, baby. Every drop. So good. Look down, yeah, between.
No.
Don't be embarrassed about that. I loved sucking you off.
So now we know something. In addition to all of all the rest. I still came, didn't I?
Can I?
Back rub is always excellent after sex, isn't it? Get my nails in there.
Scratch, scratch, scratch.
Nice. I wonder what the statutes of limitations are on a bet. Well, Ripley said we would get together, but that was 1, 2, 3. It was back when he still thought mullets were in vogue, which unfortunately they've kind of swung back around at this point, but still, regardless, I don't want to owe him $20, you know? And also, you know him. He's the type to charge interest, and if he finds out, I don't want to think about it. Well, let's lie and say in the circumstance that he does discover our situation, let's put on our fibbing caps and tell him lavender marriage deal. Wear each other's beards and we confide that in him. He's like our confidant. He would never like turn us in. Well, look, if we manage to convince him, I'll fuck you sideways to celebrate. Or you can fuck me. Either way. I guess it really does matter how long we're expected to keep it up. I'm just gonna start loving you openly at a certain point, and just be damned. I don't know. What do you say, 3 years? By that time, the honeymoon hormones should have worn off, so you'll know my affection is legit. Thank you for inviting me.